Kumlen and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Lav Chof and Aleph on the top of the page. So basically, we had Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, who said that on Shabbos a misasik is potter, which means if you're thinking of doing one thing, you end up doing something else, you are potter. He learns it from Meleches Machsheves Asur Tera, that only if you know what you're conscious of what you're doing, are you asur. And Abai would always say only if your intention was to do something which is permitted, you ended up doing something which is also. You wanted to cut one thing, you ended up cutting something else. Or wanted to lift one thing, you ended up cutting. But Shenken Rav Nachman Shmuel says no, even if you wanted to do iser, but if what you did was a different thing, it's not also. Then in the Mishnah we had a machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar regarding, you know, if you didn't know exactly what aveda you did, Rabbi Elazar says you are chayv, Rabbi Shua says you're potter, and then. And a little chai because it says, you know, you need to know what you're doing. The fact is you had in mind Laveda. What did he do as a chotabo? He used that for Misasik. So Rabbi Elazar learns that Misasik Mashachotabo, and Nachman Shmuel uses it for Meleches Machsheves. So we already said that Rabbi Elazar believe in Meleches Machsheves. Rabbi Shua says you are potter because it's considered a Misasik. So then in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said that the machlekes, this is what it sounds like in the Mishnah, the machlekes of Lezer Yeshua is only limited if it's two different minin. But if it's exactly the same minin, you wanted to cut this tree and you end up cutting that tree, then you definitely chayiv according to everybody. Because you carried out what you want to do. You wanted to cut a tree, and you cut a tree. Whereas the machlekes, you wanted to cut grapes and you end up cutting figs. You want to cut figs, you end up cutting grapes. Then comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, two minin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you hear what he said, he argues and he says, and he's the one who spells out two minin, is grapes and black and white and all that. And we're not exactly sure what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So we're up to the Gemara here. Mosiv Rabbi Ishia, the Vchof and Malala, the very first word. Harvey came just in time. The very first word on 20a. Mosiv Rabbi Ishia has a question. So you, Rabbi Nachman Shmuel, say that you always say Ms. Asik in all instances that you are potted, even if you want to do Isin, and even if it's the same meaning or that. Let me ask a question. Rab Shimon, Shazudi, Rab Shimon, Aimrim. So the last thing we learned was that he came along and said that the Pshat and the Mishnah Chayiv, if everyone agrees Ms. Asik is potted, how come Blazer says you're Chayiv? And why does it say the Mishnah the only argument is by two min, and the Chayiv, according to you, even by one min, you're potted? So we explained that our Mishnah is talking about not a case of Masasi. It's talking about you intended to cut grapes. And then you forgot and you thought you wanted to cut figs. And then you went and you cut the grapes itself. So that's not a case of Masasi because you actually carried out your original Machshava. And that's the Machlay because you carried the original Machshava, therefore you're Chayiv. It's along those lines. And Almon says, no, but the fact is right now that's not what Machshava was. But a normal case of Masasi, everyone holds potter. Okay, Moshe Rav Eishia, Rav Shimon, Shazudi, Rav Shimon, I mean, it's not Mishnah Leinecho, because they do not argue, Al Dover Shum Hashem Echad, if there's only one name, if there's only one Issa, you want to cut one tree, end up another tree, Shehu Chayiv, everyone agrees, you are Chayiv. When does Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua argue? I'll double shum shum shnei shemes. There's two things. I wanted to cut this, and I ended up picking up this. I was doing something else. So therefore, it's completely two. That's the machlekes is. Since you know you're masasig, you're potter. Don't say chayiv. Rabbi Elazar mechayiv chater. Rabbi Elazar yechayiv chater. And Rabbi Shua poiter comes along. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if you cut te'enim and you wanted to cut grapes and so on, that's the machlekes. L'chayda, is that the same thing? What are they arguing in? What's Rabbi Yehuda arguing on Amshim Shazuri? Rabbi Yehuda, my karma, what's Rabbi Yehuda then say in response to that? Pligi, that you know what they're arguing in? B'neskav and lakad anovim lakad te'enim. That he wanted grapes to end up with figs. Shchayidus v'lokad levonus. Anovim v'te'enim v'shchayidus levonus mayni. What is that? Isn't that Shnei Shemus? So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying differently than what Rabbi Shizuri? They said that they're only arguing by two different names, but if it's the same Isur, even those two different trees, they hold that everyone agrees you're chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing? So what's he coming along and arguing for? Hainy Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Shimon Shizuri? Rabbi Yehuda may ask Shmini. What's Rabbi Yehuda telling you? He's echoing their words. It sounds like what he's trying to say, he's arguing with them. Must be Elalav Misasik Ika Benayu. Rabbi Yehuda heard Rabbi Shimon Shazuri say that the whole Machlekes is in a case where you remembered, you had one thing in mind, then you forgot, and then you remembered. And but generally, they hold Misasik. So what do we learn? Misasik, the way we answered before, everyone holds Misasik is potter. You know why Rabbi Shua over here holds Yechayiv? You know why Rabbi Lez holds over Yechayiv? Because it's not a Misasik. This was the original thought. You wanted grapes, you forgot, you thought figs, and you ended up taking grapes. But that was the original thought. That's not a Misasik. But a normal case of Misasik is potter. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, no. He says, forget all that. Even if you intended to grapes and you end up with figs, it's considered a Misasik. this also goes Elam Misasik Ike Benayu. Rabbi Yehuda holds Misasik is Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Misasik, you want to say that everyone holds Misasik is Potter, and they're only arguing the case where he forgot. I hold that Misasik generally is Chayiv. And I hold Chayiv. And even I hold a normal case of Misasik, and no original thoughts. And Misasik is Chayiv, and Rabbi Yeshua hold and what do you call? And they're only arguing in a case of two Shemus, but one Shame everyone holds Chayiv. Everyone holds Chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon is so Misasik Potter. So that argument, this is what Yud Rabbi Nachman and Shmuel said that Misasik is Potter. We see Claude Rabbi Yehuda holds Misasik is Chayiv. And the whole machleik is the mission of Yeshua and Abelaz is only by 2 minutes. But in 1 minute, which you said is part of Misasik, everyone holds Chayiv. So, no, you misunderstood. Loi, Misasik haka potter. Everyone holds that Misasik is potter even 1 minute. If you don't want thinking Mishas Maisa, you want something else, everyone holds you are potter, like we say. So what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, b'hachi, this machlekes is. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, sava, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri hold, and in this case here, where you remember, we had one thought, and then you forgot, and you had something, and you did it. Shochach, melaket, meliba, b'shem, echad. What happens? You wanted to cut the grapes, and you ended up you wanted grapes from one tree, and then you thought you wanted the grapes from another tree, and then you ended up cutting the grapes from the first tree. M'shem echad, divrei hakol chayiv. Everyone holds that you are chayiv, and the whole machlekes is only by two shemus. Ki pligi b'shnei shemus. Everyone holds that if you wanted to cut grapes chachila, and then you thought you wanted to cut grapes from a different vine, but it's the same grapes. Everyone holds you chayiv in this case because you carried out your original thought, and so on and so forth. Mashenka, when is the machlekes here? By two different. You wanted grapes and then figs, then grapes and figs and all that. Yeah. But a regular case of misasik, forget about original thought. Everyone holds potter. Comes along and says, no. Lo yishna b'shem echa, lo yishna b'shem shem is. In this case, we have original thought. Even in one shame, not everyone holds chayiv. Rabbi Shua will still hold potter. Because he says black and white are not 2 minutes. That's 1 minute. It's both gray or both figs. What's the chilek of the black or the white? Please. But regular case of misasik, everyone holds potter. Rav Amar, Rav says, no. You know what the machlekes of Shizur Rabbi Yehuda is? Ike benayu, the machlekes is lekadim. The machlekes is the order. What do you mean machlekes is the order? You wanted to do both, but you wanted to do first grapes, and then you wanted to do figs. At the end, you did the other way around. And you went the wrong way. And that's the machlekes, whether the order is are you pedantic? You know, you're right. The order is dafke, or the lav dafke? So Rav Shimon Shizuri holds that if it's the same shame, I wanted grapes, but I wanted first this tree and then that tree, then it makes no difference. Everyone holds Yechai, because it makes a difference which tree you cut first. It's all the same thing. When is the machlekes that the order matters? Only by two shemus. Figs and grapes, and I want to fix first and then grapes, and then I mistake to the grape first. Now, Blazer says, Yechai v'chata, the fact is you wanted to do both, and you did both. Look, this is not Misasik. And Rabbi Yeshua said, this is called the Misasik. Why? Because when you did each one, that's not what the one you wanted to do. So that's called a Misasik. But if you were a real Misasik, everyone knows Potter. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that even if it's the same shame, maybe I'm pedantic. But if you hold, if I wanted to cut this tree, the grapes of this tree first, and the grapes of that vine first, and the grapes of that vine second, I dafka wanted this way. If I change around the order, that's also called Misasik. So they're arguing about the order. But regular Misasik definitely is Potter. It says, you had two candles burning. One on the right, one on the left. And you wanted to extinguish the right first and then the one on the left. And then, by mistake, you the one on the left before the one on the right. You wanted to light the one on the right and then the one on the left and you did forget.
It's an order thing and not a one order.
Order. That's what brings a riot to the idea here that we're saying that order is also important. If you didn't do the order, that's also misasik. That's Chesab Yehuda. Even Shemin, I wanted to light both candles.
Any shini from your original kavona
is already misasik. Is already misasik your particle. Melechas machsheves. You have to have inside the mice, inside the aveda. Everything has to be done exactly the way you wanted. Yeah. We're talking about a shegi here, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. Weiter. Sorry. So the first part was Okay, the first part was there were two candles burning and you only wanted to do one and you extinguished the wrong one. We're not talking about order yet. Or lahad the gazoo, vihid the gazoo. You wanted to light the one on the right, you lit the one on the wrong, left. That's definitely misasik because I didn't do what I wanted. What about lahad the lechabes? I wanted to light and to extinguish. I had two candles, one a burning candle and one a candle that was not lit. I wanted to light the one that was not lit and extinguish one that was lit. And I wanted to do first light this candle before I extinguished the other candle. And by mistake, I did all the way around. So I wanted to do two activities here, but different order. So what I want to do, lahadlik v'lechabes, v'kiba v'hidlik b'neshim achas. I gave a blow. With that blow, I managed to revive the fire on the one that wasn't really burning, it was simmering. But I also blew out, it was a strong blow, I blew out the one that was burning. So one effort, I did two activities. Now, what I wanted to do was in order. I wanted one first and one second. But here I didn't do one first and second, but neither did I do the verse to order. I just did it b'vasachas. So if it's one neshima, you say chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because there's no first and no second. At least I didn't reverse my order. I wanted A and then B, and I made A and B simultaneously. So I didn't reverse my order. But if I did it in two neshimas, that means I want that because I did two neshimas and I reversed the order, that's a misasik. So what do we see from here? An order is also important. Even though I wanted to do both, but if I reverse the order, I'm already misasik and potter. I would have thought that even in the case where they're in tandem, I did not carry machshav. I wanted number one and then number two. I would have thought, since I did not do it, the question is, how far do we go that I wanted this first and the second? I would have thought that mamish one and then two, and here I did it together. Even though you didn't make it for, you didn't make first, but yet you didn't do it delay either. So it's bevas achas, and that's good enough. Okay, so therefore, what do we see from here? That order is also important, and therefore, that's how Pshat and Mishnah is. They're arguing about the order. But a stam is asik, definitely a potter. Like the Nachman Amashmo. Zodi, what have I to learn? We learned, Hachoise be Yecholim be Shabbos. If somebody's shouting, somebody's trying to fill up a coal. He's taking a pile of coal there, so he's taking a shovel and he's taking coal, raking the coal from this pile and bringing it into these pans that he has over there. He's a chayv achatas. What aveda did he do that is chayv achatas? The aveda is obviously because when you move the coal, any coal that was buried underneath the coal on top suddenly flames up. Havara. Why? When you take the coal and you put it on the bottom of the pan, it's burning, and then you take another thing of coal and you put it on top of the coal on the bottom, what you're doing is extinguishing the ones on the bottom, lighting the ones in the pile here that before were, that now they're exposed. So you're doing two different melachas here. The ones that are on top that you're going to put on the bottom of the pot will be extinguished in a minute. And the ones that were, you know, were in the bottom layer now suddenly are exposed and they're burning up. The other one says yichayv achatas. The other one says yichayv two. The name of tzaddik. Maisk, what are we talking about? Rabbi tzaddik. If your intention was to do both, to extinguish these or to dim these and to flame up those, and my time is the man the potter, why would I not have a potter? You did two kavanas and you did both vedas. Ella the loika mechavin lahavin must be talking about. Your main intention was that this is what you wanted. You wanted the coal, and if you want coal, the way coal is, you have to burn the fire out. Coal, man, the wood is burning; it's not coal. The only way coal works is you have to make sure that it simmers, the fire sort of dies, and now the fire is inside. It's a breeze, so you don't burn the food on top. If you have a burning coal wood, you can't use it to cook anything with it. It'll burn your food. But if it's a coal where they're sitting and simmering hot, the heat goes up and it cooks your food. So you dafke wanted havara, you dafke wanted kibbu, you did not want havara. You had no kavan havara. So therefore, you only chayv one. No, it's my time to man the chayv tati. So why you chayv two? You weren't interested in havara. You were interested in For example, you intended to extinguish the top ones. And what do you mean? That you wanted, you did not want to light the bottom ones, but it's inevitable. You wanted the top ones to be extinguished so you can have coal. But the only way to extinguish it is by taking it away from them and putting it on the bottom. And while you're doing that, you're exposing the ones on the bottom. So the only way to do it is get the harvest elyonus. The only way to do it is by being mavir the elyonus. The only way of doing it is by the other ones becoming flaming up. Sorry?
It's like a
psychiatrist. Yeah, and today doesn't mean here in order. It means that the only way to do it is this way. The only way you can do it. So what's happening here is that you actually want to, you don't want any to be go mother. You don't want. For him, it's a kilkul. For him, he just ruined his coal. He doesn't want fire. So with these coals that started burning up, for him, it's a kalkola. You can't use it. So forget about a malach. It's a benefit here. It's a kalkol. It's getting ruined. So lechayim.
He could use the ones he's taking off now.
Yeah. So that's so.
But then those were getting ready for the next batch.
But right now it's bad for me. What happens later is by itself. You know why you put it for havod apart? Even though it's inevitable, segregation, all that, but you ruined it. I don't want fire, so you ruined it. It's not a segregation where you want it. I don't want it. But Abu Lazar Tzaddik, Omar Chayiv Chayiv. He says you are Chayiv nevertheless. Why? Because he holds that Mekalkul in Havod is an exception. We had the Gemara in Habayna in Shabbos that in Mekalkul, Bechabura, and Behavod are an exception. Everyone Mekalkul is part of Shabbos, but every Havod is Mekalkul. You're ruining the wood. It consumes the wood. Every chabura, when you're causing a wound, it's mekalkul. You're causing a wound. And that's the chiv. That's the chiv. Yeah. And if you need a sotel gufa, Taser said example how it's sotel gufa. You blew. You're talking about one blowing here. You're talking about blowing and what? You don't want the coal, and that's it. That's a shot of here. Yeah. So Rabbi Yechim said, Ad kan. Yeah. Rabbi Yechiel says, "At kan is gal the time of shalach." So I still don't understand exactly why you potter for havara. Why you chay for havara? And what's the svara? Why you chay for the havara part? Since you taka don't want it, it's kilkul. Why taka you chay on the havara part? I didn't explain it. Why you chay? Says the Gemara. They both say he's talking about you intended to extinguish and you intended to do actually both melachas. You intended to do both melachas. No, so we understand now why you chayv too. Is that why you chayv too? Because you intended to extinguish and to light. So what about the Tanakhama says you only chayv one? Why you chayv only one? Because remember, the machlek is the Torah says in the Sevaruach Chomash Vaseichem. We had a few places in the Shas. Why does the Torah highlight this particular malacha? Whether we say havodah lelav yotzis or havodah lechal yotzis, if you hold havodah lelav yotzis, means this is the only malacha you don't get skilled for, you don't get punished for. If you hold lechal yotzis, means there's no difference between havodah and anything else. But the Torah wants to teach you that if you did 39 malachas, you're going to get 39 avedas, 39 chatoyis, and so on. So this will have Tadakama hold like Rabbi Yehi, and we're talking here about a carbon. When do you bring a carbon? Only if you get to the skill. So the Tadakama holds could Rabbi Yehi see the Omer Havara Lav Yotzes. So therefore, it's only Lav Yotzes. You don't bring a carbon chattes. That's why he holds only thing. Your chayvan is an extinguishing. And Rabbi Lezer, but I'm sorry, so like I'm not so no Havara Lechal Yotzes. So therefore, you bring two carbonas. That's the machlekes. Rava Marava says Lahagdim Ike Benayu. Rava says you wanted to light first a certain coal before you extinguish other coal, and over here it all happened in one go. Tanakama says I need one first and then the other one second. Therefore, I cannot be mechayev both because we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know because you did it all in one go, one shovel. We don't know which, you know, physically one happened before the other, but we just don't know which one it is. And maybe nothing happened first. And we know for sure Yechayiv one, because you said before that even if I have a Gdima, if they both happen at the same time, as long as you weren't Ma'acher one, so therefore Yechayiv Chol Pachas one. And Abelezer says, we're not so pedantic, you don't care really which is referred to second, so Yechayiv two Malachas. So Yechayiv for two. Yeah. A little bit hard to understand the pshat of the Tanakhama then. So if you don't, could very well be that you reversed order. If you reversed order, they don't bring karmen at all. So Rashi says, you have to lift over like klum. But you can't be chulun la'azorah. Look at Rashi here, how he explains it. La'akti mika benayah, says Rashi. Sh'nizkavim la'hadit chila. You intended first to light the coal, and va'achar kach l'chabes, and afterwards to extinguish. And what happened was, v'hidlik v'kova b'tchi achas. With one shovel, both things happened. Tanakama chayish lemukdemuch. The Chacham is worried about the sequence. Hichach letarte leke lechivik kamim chaybo the shema kovat chila. Not that maybe so. No, it's a suffix here. Maybe didn't. Not that they both happened at the same time. Maybe what happened was you extinguished first, and therefore the order was reversed. But on the other hand, lemifter below klum namilo. We can't just say okay, you potter completely because in the hidak dumila agdeme. Maybe he didn't light first. Maybe also it wasn't delayed. Maybe it happened at the same time. Hard to understand. If there's a possibility that your order was reversed, and there's a possibility you don't bring a karma chattas at all, then how can you bring a suffix karma chattas? It's chulun ba'azorah. It's how can that be? Anyway, but Rabbi Leza says, so he gets it, adds a few words here. You better add one of them. He seems like one of them he cares about to be first. One of them doesn't care if it's first or second, or it's the same time. It's difficult to understand, but obviously he's bothered by this. And Abelezer lechayish lemukdel muchehichem chayiv taita. Abelezer doesn't care, therefore you chayiv too. Back to the Gemara. That's another answer. Says Yomavite Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, you know who's talking about here? Kigoin. We have so many Gemaras where Rava and then Rav Ashi respond. I told you last time this is a raya to the Rambam that the Rav Ashi lived in the same. It was a Talmud of Rava.
But it's not the Rav Ashi who's the Ravina.
Yeah, the Rambam holds Rav Ashi was a Talmud of Rava. Rashi says that Rav Ashi was born the day Rava passed away, so it's impossible. But you have so many Gemaras. We have so many. And we had a Gemara in Tumana, which seemed clear, Rav Ashi and Rav. But it's only Gemara that Rav, you know, it's a debate, Rav's answer, and Rav Ashi's answer.
How old was Rav Ashi generation?
If it's a Talmud, it makes sense.
It could be a generation like
sorry? Yeah, that's how Rashi's going to have to learn. But we had one Gemara, it was in Tumana, where they talked to each other. Rav Ashi Yom HaKadoshin is Kavan L'Chabas V'Huvan Melein. What happened was, the Dovah Shem is Kavan. You wanted to extinguish, well, you had one in Kavanah, but for who would melein? The Tanakama saw the Rabbi Shimon Kavin Potter. Tesh already asked Chapsigresha. Isn't it Psigresha? So Tesh says even though we're using the word Dovah Shem Eskavin, we actually mean him Malach Hashem Tzich LeGufa. We don't mean Psigresha. We mean Dovah Shem. Sorry, to Malach Hashem Tzich LeGufa. That's one answer. Another answer is if you want to say stop to Dovah Shem Eskavin Psigresha, but we have the Shittas Aruch Psigresha the Leinichle. If you're not happy with it, you're not chayiv. And if here's a situation, he didn't really want the flame to go up. Okay. Says he motivated. Talk about what we learned. Let's say you're turning over kol on Shabbos because you didn't want the flame, but you wanted to heat up. So you wanted the hot coal to be to the fore, but you didn't necessarily want to heat it up. But the only way to do it is by heating it up. So this is like a malacha. You wanted the malacha, but you didn't want the fire. You wanted the heat. Okay, so the malacha is making a fire. What I wanted, I didn't want fire. I wanted heat. It's Tanachad, Hoover Malay, and it got burnt up on its own. It's Tanachad, what place? Chayv, when you're potter. How is Tanachay, some malacha, you'll go for Chayv, you're Chayv. How is Tanachay, some malacha, you'll go for potter, you're potter. Sorry? Look at Rashi, Shay, you'll go for Rashi, look at Rashi, spells it out. Kigoyin is the last Rashi on the page. Kigoyin Shazer She'ein Litzor Lavin doesn't need a fire. El is Chamim, he wants to heat up Bechatiyosim. By moving the coal around, he wants the heat to come out. Umekomokin Yodeya Hayashi is Baru. He knows that this is going to be. It's not only inevitable. So if you wanted that in the first place. Vamanas Kenosa. Much more than that. Ba'al Manas Kenosa. You know that when you're going to move the coal around, this is what happens. And that's what generates the heat. Ba'al Miskavin. It is Miskavin. You wanted the fire, but you don't want it for the fire. You want me, you Melochet Yilagufi HaChavodah. You know. That's the famous question of Ramach. What's the chiluk in a Dovah Shem Eskavin, a Psik Reisha, and a Melochet and Tilagufa? But here he's saying, Dovah Shem Eskavin, a Psik Reisha is, you wanted one thing, and you know this is going to happen. This is something else.
Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's a Psik Reisha. But here, you lechatchila wanted this thing. I wanted the fire to come out, but not for the fire. I wanted for the heat. I want to dig a hole, but I don't want the hole, I want the sand. So, chatchila I had this malacha, but the fact that it's like a machshava contradicts other machshava. In psik reisha lo yom, because he wants to know the mach, how can a stovish kam psik reisha be worse than a malacha tzik l'gufa? The chilik is that over there, there's no contradictory machshava. I pulled a very heavy chair. I know I'm going to make holes in the ground. I knew that chatchila. So it's as if I was a chodesh, I plowed, and by pulling a chair doesn't contradict that.
Here, have no benefit or no need.
Yeah,
for
that's
the
I knew it was going to happen, and it's a second thing that's happening as a result. Here, I wanted this to happen. I wanted the fire. That's the way I get heat. But I didn't want the fire for the fire. I wanted the fire for the heat. It's as if the second, if you look close enough to that, it seems that way. As if the machshava for the heat cancels the machshava for the fire. It's not too much. It's one machshava, but it massages it. It massages it. It's not two separate activities. It's one activity, but I don't want it for that reason. Mashenkin, Dovashem, Skavan, and Pilgrimage is two separate activities altogether. And I knew that's going to happen, and I didn't cancel it. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Ochel Dam, Nu Thina. Forget everything until now. Ochel, remember, you're not Chayv Dam Kodesh, only Dam Shanefesh Yetzibai. And the Mordor explained all the different Dam. Ochel Dam Shchita. You ate the blood of Shchita, Behema. You ate the blood of an animal that you shochten, bein behema or the chay or the oif, bein to mayin, whether it was a kosher, non kosher animal, bein to hayin was a kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat the blood, and you chayiv kodesh. Dam nechira, or dam, where you nechir, where you cut the back of the animal, or dam ikur, or where you move the simonim, you give a rip of the simonim, or dam hakoze, or the blood that you extracted, shahaneshama yetzba, provided that this is what killed the animal, the neshama went out, the first blood that spurts out, chayav in all of, in all these cases, you chayav kodes. Or be dam atchoil, the blood of the spleen, dam halev, the blood of the heart, dam beim, blood of eggs. Rashi says here that talking about the eggs of a ram or a sheir. What is that? Oh, testicles. Okay, so Rashi means the second pshat, it means the eggs of a chicken which have not yet developed a shell. Still, you know, in this, yeah. Dam chagovim, the blood of grasshoppers. V'dam hatamtzi, blood that flows after the ritual squirt, so just flowing blood. Ain chayovin olav ol. Of course, olav, but you don't get kares for them. Why? Because you only get kares on dam shanefesh yetzibah. Because it says ki nefesh kolbasa domehi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, he says merchay v'dam hatamtzi. He holds that blood also you are liable. Says the Gemara. It says in Pasuk, "Kol the whole dam loyseichlu, that all the blood you should not eat." I would have thought any blood. I feel dam halchish time, human blood. If you're bleeding, your hand is bleeding, and you eat it, maybe a chayv kodesh. Or dam beim, I would have thought to include the blood of eggs, dam chagovim of grasshoppers, a dam dogim of fish. I would have thought fish blood is also awesome. Hakol bechlal, everything should be awesome. Tamaloyimer. Therefore, the pasuk says. Therefore, the Mishnah says. Well, it says a pasuk. La oif v'la behema. Don't eat any blood. La oif v'la behema. Why is a pasuk have to spell out la oif v'la behema? What do they both have in common? Ma oif v'la behema have the following criteria that's in common. Miyuchadin, they're unique. Number one. Yesh behen tu mekala. Now what? If they themselves become tummy, they need to be the size of an egg to become tummy. They also have a very strict tummy. What's a strict tummy is, if it dies, it's a carcass, then if you lift it, you become tummy. Then v'yesh behen iser v'hetiv. There's a time that they're also before you shechted it, and there's a time the mutter after you shechted it. And v'heim min basar, psaya oif v'saya behema, her flesh. So after koshi yesh behen tumakala, anything which has a tumakala, what does that exclude? Oitzi dama halchish tayim. We don't have a tumakala. We're an avatuma. We generate tumah. We're not. There's no tumakala by us. She yesh behem tumah chamuda. We only have a strict tumah. Ain behem tumah kala. No tumah kala. We also exclude dam shrotzim, the blood of shrotzim. She ain behem tumah chamuda. Why? Because the dam of shrotzim does not have the capacity to metame a person. That this person now should be able to metame clothes. A shedet is an avatumah. If a person touches, what does he become? Arishin tumah. Arishin cannot be metame begadim v'kelim. What can arishin be metame? Only oichel mashkin. So the level, the degree of tumah that it generates is very low. Oitzi dam beim. I exclude the blood of eggs. She ain't mean basar. It's not flesh. Eva oitzi dam doggy.
So, what level is dam shrotzim metame then?
I tell you, metame a person, but only his addition. Whoever touches the shedet, it becomes addition.
That's the shedet alain.
No, shedet is not good to me. A person that touches it becomes a rishon l'tumah. He only passes on to food. It becomes a sheni. That's it. Cannot pass it on to another person, not to clothes, not to kelim.
What's the difference for the dam? Sorry?
By behemah. If you touch a behemah, if you, let's say, what do you call it? A behemah can be metameh. When you touch a behemah, you carry behemah, your clothes become tameh with you. So the tumah passes on from you to your clothing. You also become a rishon l'tumah. You can only go to food, but your clothes don't become tummy by shedets. By behemah, your clothes become tummy, which means
he's differentiating between shrotzim and dam shrotzim.
So the pasuk is saying that behemah v'la'if, this blood behemah life, right. And not what that you can't cut it. Not the blood of a shedets, because they don't have a tumah chamura. Because when you touch a shedets, you carry it, your clothes won't become tummy. Also excludes dam dogim, dam chagovim. Why? Because it says Isa, you know, of Oif and Behemah have a time that they're also time of mutter. Fish are always mutter. Shekuli heter, they're all heter. La Oif v'la Behemah. Now, why did they have to spell out Oif and Behemah? Just say one of them. You'll also know this whole criteria. Ima Oif. No, if we only said Oif, I would have thought. You know why Oif? She'ein bo klayim. Oif has no klayim. You take the feathers of an Oif, you mix it with any other material. There's no klayim. And therefore, af behemah she'ein bo klayim. I would have thought this would only apply to those behemahs that don't have klayim. A cow or a goat, their blood is asur. But a sheep, there's klayim because the wool of a sheep, I mean the sheep, with the linen becomes klayim. So maybe that's different. Any behemah. Ima behemah, first, not only behemah, I would have thought she'ein behemah la bunny. Like, for example, I would have thought that there's no such thing as shiluch hakein when it comes to a behemah. So what birds would be included that its blood is also only those birds, but there's no shiluch hakein. She ain't behem al abanim. For example, not kosher bird. There's no shiluch hakein in this week's parsha. But I would have thought, but let's say normally a bird we have a mitzvah shiluch hakein, there taki would be no isa eating blood. Tamalayim, if it says v'la oif v'la behemah. Says la'if of la behema. Tell you both. Why don't we say kol dam is a klal? It says in the pasuk the kol dam lo yisaychlu, right? And then it says la'if of behema. So why don't we say kol dam is a klal? All the blood includes everything, and oif of behema is a prat. Klal of prat ain bechal elamashir prat. Oif of behema imi lechelloy. Maybe dafka oif and behema they're aser, but nothing else. All the blood is aser. Says the Gemara, nefesh asher teich mechloi. Says the Gemara, it says in the next pasuk, it says the kol nefesh asher teich al kol dam. Says again, kol dam. Venichrasa ha nefesh imamer. Says a klal prat the klal. A kol chozer we call a klal prat a klal. You have to know the kein a prat. And therefore, we have all these pratim we just said before. Tredi Gemara, v'haloi domi klal a basra le klal a kama. The second klal is not similar to the first klal. The first klal is a law, but the second klal, it says there, so it's a much stronger. We have a rule that if the second klal is stronger than the first, you cannot join together. Klal kama, holodomi klal basa klal kama. Klal kama is only a law. And klal basa is kodis. Says more the high tana is Rebbe Shmuley. Our tana is Rebbe Shmuley. He holds the dine klal prati. He holds that even if the second klal is far more reaching than the first klal, you can still make a klal prat out of it. And therefore, the afagav the loy klal dummy klal abasa the klal kama. Says the Gemara, "Ma, you want to say klal prat kol yadon gevrat? Ma prat before the davar shebo tumah kalu tumah chumri? What was the criteria you said? Now, just like the prat has in it a lenient tumah, right? It has a lenient tumah that what if it's oichel it becomes tamei by a beya and a tumah chamura that's matame adam matame begadim and the yesh beisa the heter. There's a time that it's also the time that it's mutter before shchita and after shchita. The yesh behen mean basar and flesh and not eggs and so and not you know all the other things we said." I've called Dover Shiyesh Batumum. What do you call it? Also, anything else that has Tumah Kaladu Chamura. I've called the Tuni Lasu Yimai. This Bryce says, I've called anything else. What else can we include? We include basically everything. What else is there? Comes to include the blood of this animal of koi. Again, the mother is a goat, the father is a deer, and we had a whole thing there where the koi is a berry of an atzmai or it's a safi mehemachai, and we learned over there a braisa, you give all the chumras. Kisei Adam like a chaya. The chayla was also like a behemoth. So therefore, maybe the pasuk can tell you that this blood also is also of a koi. For the Gemara, my kisava, what does this tana hold? Ikas of a koi sveiki. If the old koi is a suffix, where it's a krali, makes a sveika. You need a pasuk to ask a suffix. Usually it means the tater knows the truth, so why would it bother telling us? But here, it actually says the pshat is no. Whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a chaya, that's our suffix, right? Either one, the blood is also. So who cares what it is? Not that we need a pasuk because the apeshat is a suffix. Here it means whichever one it is, it's the losses. Why do you tell me a special ribuy for koi? Ella must be, because somebody holds koi, beri, bifne atzma. He holds that a koi is a separate beri altogether. Ashkechon domech. So we know the blood of a koi is also, because it says af kol. Chel boi minon, I know the fats of a koi. If it's a beri bifne atzma, I know that its fats is also like a behemoth. He says the pasuk mikol chelev. What is kol chelev? Kol means again to include a koi. Nevelosim minayin. How do you know the nevela of a koi is also mikol nevela? It says the pasuk kol nevela. Again, kol includes the koi. Gid hanoshim minon. How do you know the gid hanoshim of a behemoth is also? It says bekafayoder talya rachmana. The pasuk says gid hanoshim is also if you have that spoon, and therefore b'ha'isle kafayoder. The fact is, it has that spoon over there on top of the thigh. Tumasa yishchitosa minolon. How do you know that it's tamein? How do you know that you have to shecht it if it's not a behemoth or a chayah? Svara, the svara is midlakol mili rabbi rachmana kibehemoth. Since in every other respect, it's just like a behemoth when it comes to tumah and gidanosh and everything else, it's tumasa yishchitosa namik kibehemoth. It's all dealing with a behemoth. Stop it.